A couple dozen homeowners on Staten Island registered yesterday to have their Sandy-damaged homes bought by New York State. They're the first of potentially hundreds of Sandy victims in both New York and New Jersey who may choose to sell their homes rather than repair them. WNYC's Matthew Sherman has been looking at buyout programs elsewhere to see how they work, and he joins us now. So, Matthew, good morning. And how did this registration process work?
Good morning, Sirius. Well, there was a mobile home set up by the State Department of Housing and Community Renewal on a vacant lot out there in Fox Beach. It's a neighborhood about 4 miles south of the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. It was hard hit, and for the most part, very few people have returned to live there, so there are quite a few vacant lots to put mobile homes on. Homeowners would come by one, fill out a form saying whether they are interested in a buyout or not. Joe Tyrone, a resident who's been organizing his neighbors for this buyout, said that by the end, about a couple of dozen people had registered.
It's sort of like a bittersweet thing. It's a very close-knit community. This whole thing is just—it just boggles the mind, you know—that a whole community is ready to go away, and this is—these are people that, for the most part, have lived there for years and years.
By his count, 170 of 184 homeowners in the target area have already said they want to get out, get bought out, and so they'll be coming through to register through the end of this week. How much they get for their homes, that will all be decided later. They are supposed to get pre-storm value as determined by an appraiser, plus an incentive of up to 25%, depending on whether they stay in the borough and if everyone in the cluster takes the buyout.
Now, you've researched other areas of the country that have gone through buyouts. What have you learned?
Be patient. It takes a long time. Nashville, Tennessee has what's considered to be a model efficient buyout program. It started after a major river flood in 2010. 3 years later, almost, they are almost done, but not quite. About 90% of the properties that want to be bought out have been closed upon. I also got finer figures from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, showing exactly from the point of applying for a buyout to closing, homeowners can expect to wait between 15 months and 2.5 years. Joe Tyrone, the Staten Island organizer, is hopeful the process will be finished by the calendar year, but state officials haven't committed to a timeline.
Now, in Fox Beach on Staten Island, not all the homeowners have agreed to take part in the buyout. Has it been a problem in other places as well?
To some extent. New Orleans and nearby St. Bernard Parish in Louisiana had such widespread damage that more than 10,000 homeowners took buyouts. But there are some blocks where just two people remain on a block, and it's difficult to sustain a neighborhood that way. Dale Morris, I spoke to him. He's an economist for the Dutch embassy. He studied buyouts both in this country and in his own country, and he questions this whole idea of allowing buyouts to be voluntary.
I think the Dutch would say in this instance is a piecemeal approach to this may not be the most efficient use of resources.
The Netherlands has this program called the Room for the River in the Rhine Delta in his country, and they had bought out about 110 houses and a lot of farmland. They used some negotiation, but essentially forced people to move. And from government's point of view, you know, once you clear away a space, you can keep it open space. You don't need to run utilities there. You have minimal need for police protection. You can let the river, or in our case, it would be the ocean, overrun it with floods, and you don't have to make first responders go out there and rescue people. So that's what he means by efficiency. In some ways, we'll see with Fox Beach, Staten Island, maybe they'll get to 100% participation, and then the side effects may not be that extreme.
Okay, so Fox Beach is a start. What about other parts of the city and state?
Well, all told, Cuomo says he'll devote about $400 million to the buyouts, which means maybe 800 homes. I'm hearing a lot of interest from Staten Island, a little bit from the Rockaways and Long Island, but the next section, the next targeted area hasn't been identified yet. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he also wants a buyout program, although he hasn't applied for federal funds yet. And Mayor Bloomberg also has a variation on the buyout program, which would allow the properties that are bought out to be redeveloped into new housing.
All right. Thanks so much, Matthew.
Thank you.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman.